All please rise. Join me in the salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Our clerk will now take the roll call.
Councilmember Watson.
Present.
Councilmember Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Olson.
Here.
Councilmember Mutler.
Here.
Councilmember Birch.
Here.
Okay, so we have Councilor Goodrich, which announced and you excused him for the missing last meeting. Councilperson Ingram called this afternoon with an emergency in Seattle. He would ask to be excused.
I move that we excuse Councilmember Ingram.
I second.
Moved and seconded by Carol Birch. Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. He is excused. Moving on. Okay. This is the public comment period. This is where anyone from the audience can come and speak to the council on anything that's not on tonight's agenda, not on tonight's agenda, anything you'd like to speak to the council at all. Any takers for that? Any takers for that? Okay. Now, before you step forward, you can step forward. So, step forward to the microphone.
I have something to do.
Just step forward to the microphone. Okay. So, you're going to introduce yourself as Papa John.
No.
Well, I'd like to introduce Papa John. I'd like you to direct your attention to Councilperson Mudsler.
It's Papa John.
Because Papa John, I'd like you to meet
Papa
Grandpapa John.
I know. Oh, yeah.
And Grandpapa John, Olay. Would you like to hold up the reason why we call Grandpapa
we
John?
Have
oh, I'm sure he has pictures.
Pass it around here.
So,
congratulations.
Papa John, meet Grandpapa John.
Yeah, congratulations.
But a round of applause for Grandpapa
John. Yeah. All right.
John Councilmember Hansen in that small club, I guess.
There you go. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
But no, that's fine. I wanted you to know that in case, because it is Cinco de Mayo, you know, we have some students back here that said they could do the Macarena.
Okay.
Yeah. So just so you know.
Does the guy in the Oregon sweatshirt know how to do the Macarena?
Who?
I mean, you know, he's a Ducks fan. They do weird things.
But here's the deal. The first question I need to ask you, because I did ask, I think, Mayor. This was a sombrero earlier, but I lost part of it, so apparently it's just a psalm now. And it's not a donut. Okay. I lost that part of it. I lost my mind. I'm looking, but sometimes I miss it. But for the record, I'm still Papa John, a.k.a. Papa Juan, a.k.a. Circumference, but only in formal attire. And I'm still looking for my formal attire from Les Schwab. So when I get it, let you know. But that's point number one, question number one. Question number two, or so you know the reason for this, is for real, legitimately, I have a vested interest in several races, even though I'm so old I can't even jump to conclusions anymore. In fact, I'm so old I can't even jog my memory. So my first deceased wife was Japanese. I met her when I was in the Army. And she was the mother of my five children, so my kids are mixed, Caucasian and Asian. And then two of my daughters married, one, a Corrales, married a Mexican, and a Guerrero married a Belizean. So the point is, I have, I'm European-American, for those who don't understand that Africa's a continent. I'm a European-American, married to an Asian with some Hispanic grandchildren, and that means my grandchildren are so confused that when they eat their tortillas, they use chopsticks and sing Yankee Doodle Dandy. I don't know where they get this confusion from. I have no idea. But that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And now my usual presentation to the mayor, I'm going to let him figure out how to open the bag.
Carefully.
But I figure since these guys are normally well-behaved, but I'm sure there's times when you have a temptation to scratch your head. So with that in mind,
that's the lead in. This is to help me scratch my head.
Open it away from you. Always open away.
Yeah.
Now there's two things in there now. You have to take out both of them.
Oh, these are cool. I've
yeah, but I'll take out the other thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's a grab bag.
WD-40. Yes, WD-40.
Okay.
I figured it'd be easier on his head with a WD-40. Okay.
Well, this is a great one.
That you have to share with everybody.
Indeed.
You should give it, let Papa John.
No way, I'm not sharing with those people. I don't like them.
Do you like jelly beans? So,
you know, want his cooties.
That's how you cut a smooth the mayor, okay?
We're 10 minutes in.
Okay. Moving on. Does anyone else would like to speak in the open comment period? Try to top that one. No, no takers back there. They're all back there going, what the heck? We were sent for an assignment to take notes on this. Okay, at 6:05:19, I'm going to close the regular council meeting and open the Transportation Benefit District Board, of which you are members. And before the Transportation Benefit District Board is the consent agenda.
I would entertain a motion.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, great. That passes. So at 6:05:48,
$187.
Yes. I'm closing the Transportation Benefit District and reopening the regular council agenda, and before me is the regular council consent agenda.
Which I also will move to.
Okay, that would be Councilperson Hansen again.
Second.
And seconded simultaneously by Watson and Birch. Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, motion carries. Good job. We're rolling right along. Okay, discussion, the bike and pedestrian grant program.
Okay. Good evening, Council. Janice Marlega, Public Works Director. And at the last City Council meeting, we were here to provide information on another grant program, Safe Routes to School. And then we said we would be back at the City Council meeting to talk about the pedestrian and bicycle program. So I have Toni Siegerman. She's a Public Works Program Specialist here tonight. And she is going to give the general overview about the program, and then I'm going to discuss the project recommendation.
Thank you, Janice. Good evening, Council. This program is slightly different from the program that we brought to you before, which was Safe Routes to Schools. This program is specific to the Safe Routes to Schools is specific to children and school children getting to and from school. This one is more geared towards has a different purpose. So as you see, the purpose of this program is to improve the conditions for biking and walking, encourage infill and redevelopment, intensify land uses, and connect housing and employment in order to improve the mobility and safety of residences. Now if I can get the thingy to work. There we go. New this funding cycle under the eligible projects is design and scoping projects. This project is also geared very heavily on committee or community input and community design. Some of the other projects that are eligible are, as you can see, are sidewalks. Again, they must be ADA compliant, traffic calming, crossing improvements, on and off street, bicycle and pedestrian facilities, and then speed feedback signs. And again, those speed feedback signs, I think somebody had a question last meeting what that was, and it's those electronic signs that you see a lot of times on streets when they're trying to get folks to slow down, and typically, as I was saying, I think they're about 5 miles an hour off. So, but so for the bike and ped program, this program, some of their goals would be to promote the healthy community, and I think we need to ask the questions as we kind of go through some of these goals. Is basically how this project is going to improve these different things. So, how is the project going to improve the connections between accessible crossings, sidewalks, trails, transit with existing facilities. Again, to improve safety, how is the project going to improve safety, reducing accidents, expanding mobility for all the users, including children that may be walking to school, protecting the environment, will this reduce the single occupancy vehicles that are traveling the roadway, and then preserving the community character. This, again, is weighed heavily on because of the community input for the design of these projects. How this project ensure the engagement of planning and design decisions and preserve that character. So, hope you can see this. It's kind of hard to see. But basically, this is a zoning. The zoning that is, find a little pointer dilly. This zoning here is the residential zones. This is also a residential zone. And then these zones, as you can see, they're kind of would be east of the commercial zones, which actually parallel the Porta Way itself, all the way down. This is commercial. It goes from west of Porta Way is zoned the South Gateway Development, from the south, the Gateway Development, general business, and a small portion of residential up at Trigg Road. And then on the east side, we have the Gateway Development again down here on the intersection, and then mixed-use commercial, and then it goes up north to a multifamily zone up here in the area, as well as some single-family residential zones. So, again, this project is weighed heavily upon community input, and so the question is also that is kind of asked throughout this application process is, where are the people going? Where are they, if they're residential, where are they coming from and where are they going? There is a small grocery type store that I believe is located right in this area here. And then there's also a gas station down here and then the local feed store. And then, of course, the restaurant. So in the process of putting this application together, we kind of look towards what it is, where are people going, how are they getting there, and what kind of uses there are in this area. Again, in this area, there are community or a lot of manufacturing-type uses. There are some retail-type uses with the mower, I think it's Carl's Mower as well. So in that, I'm going to pass it off to Janice, and she'll get into the project.
Your timeline. Gonna back up 1 second here. So I just want to touch briefly on
the
that.
Timeline is basically the same. Forgot one more time. The timeline is basically the same as what we looked at for the safe routes. Applications are due on the 11th, and then again it goes to the governor's office and gets prioritized by the December 2014. The grant will then be awarded in June of 2015, and then those expenditures have to be expended by June of 2017. So that's kind of the timeline. It was the same timeline for the Safe Routes projects.
When the applications were due.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so the project that we've been looking at is for this bike ped grant opportunity is Porta Way from I-5 to Enterprise Road. And Porta Way does have a lack of pedestrian facilities, and this project is identified on our transportation comp plan as full multimodal roadway, which typically includes like bike lanes, crosswalks, bus pullouts. So we have the multimodal component. And looking at, it's going to be a little bit hard to see. Tried to highlight the areas or just the sections of where there's existing sidewalks. And the majority of the sidewalks do exist actually along the east side of the street. And you can see they're pretty much, I think you can see just a little bit of the red. It indicates existing sidewalk section. And you can see it's very limited, and they're definitely spread out. And also on those, just the alignment doesn't really match up very well. Some are kind of shifted a little bit more to the east, sort of that way. So to line them up will be a little bit of a challenge. Okay, and here's a couple, some photos that show existing conditions. So you can see on the photo on the left, I have a wide shoulder with a graveled area. So there's a place to, where you could walk, but it's just not safe. There's no separation in that area and the traveled way. And then, let's see, I think we got a couple more. And then you can see, like, on that one there on the right-hand side, over time with pedestrians using that pathway, they've kind of developed their own little gravel dirt path there. And then on the left hand side, one challenge will be there's so many, looking at putting some kind of path along the west side, is there's so many different driveways, and a lot of the driveways are not paved, they're gravel, and so you'd have to figure out how to keep the gravel off of the pathway, because with cars going in and out, it's going to be kicking the gravel onto the pathway. So that would be a challenge that would have to be addressed. Okay, so looking at our street standard for that type of road, we have the two 12-foot lanes, then the gravel shoulders, which we typically use those for bike lanes on our arterials, and then we have two sidewalks. So if we're looking at like a full, instead of the path, looking at sidewalks on both sides, or full reconstruct, this is typically where we would start with this cross-section. And so our project cost, if we were looking at a full roadway reconstruct, we're basically we're looking at two church road projects, so we're at about $6.6 million. So this is going in and completely removing what's there and replacing it with that previous section. We also just got a quick cost estimate for just a concrete path on one side, and we're looking at about $250,000 for an asphalt pathway, about $150,000, because if we did get outside funding, we have to make sure that whatever we construct complies with the current ADA requirements. And usually when you're working with the asphalt, for that width and that type of material, it makes it difficult to get the proper slopes. So that would present a challenge in itself, and we would probably have to make the path a little bit wider than 5 feet. Okay, one other option that we're looking at is, or considering on this round, they added design and scoping projects. So those projects are eligible, and so actually staff is recommending that instead of just applying for construction funds this go around, apply for design and scoping funds, and then take a look at these different alternatives, gather survey data, address some of the challenges, and have some public meetings. And so staff is recommending a design and scoping project for this go around. And some possible funding sources, so this bike and ped grant, and then matching with TBD. So we'd request 100 through the grant program, and then update our TBD list and add the 25. Any questions?
Councilperson Birch?
The driveways that you mentioned, mm-hmm. Would the homeowners be eligible for a reduced rate if they wanted to concrete in their driveway?
A reduced rate on
the concrete itself.
You mean if, as part of the project, we negotiated something with the homeowner? Right. That would be something that we could look at during our design and scoping process.
Just to keep the gravel off the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something that could be considered.
Councilperson Watson.
I guess I want to make sure I understand. So what we would be funding, asking for, is just money to do a study to see if we wanted to do something later.
It'd be a little bit more than that. Okay. Yeah, so for the 100, yeah, because we could actually get some survey data, and then whatever information that we collect through the design and scoping, we could carry that forward.
Okay, so even if we wanted to do a complete rebuild later,
we'd be able to use that. Okay. Yeah, so the 125 wouldn't get us to probably complete PS&E, so a complete bid package.
Okay.
We'd probably need a little bit more than that, depending on the alternative or where the end project is.
Okay. I suppose you need us to decide tonight if we're willing to.
Yep, taking direction from council, because we'll need to get this application in, what, the 11th?
Next week. Yeah.
So bring it back up. Right there.
First person. Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Right, I see the wonderful slideshow. This is part of the city that private development is kind of leading the way, and there's a lot of new houses. I mean, some really nice houses out there, 4,000 homes, and the self-help neighborhood and the Trigwoods, and it seems like they're kind of leading the way, and I'm pleased that we're looking at this. None of us live over there. It's not geographically represented, but the staff is looking at this, and I think it's great if we can do something to get started out there. I think we're going to see continued growth and business, and let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
So you need staff or council to kind of decide which option.
Yeah. Do we want to go with a construction project and try to get with a full reconstruct? That's quite a commitment financially. Or just a path, try to fit one in there, or kind of step back, do the design and scoping process, figure out what, kind of the best approach on spending money.
Okay, council, menu pricing. Councilperson Watson, and then Mutchler.
So if we wanted to go with the asphalt pathway, we would just apply for the whole $150K to try and get the pathway, but that wouldn't include anything for, like, how we would lay it out?
That's included in there. There's some design effort included in that. Okay. Then the $150, we would need to, that'd be like the total, we need to try to match that. a match is not required, but you would end up getting a higher ranking if you have a match.
A one-for-one match or like 25K
one? Let's say for the design and scoping, we did, we would request 100,000 and then we would match it with 25.
Okay.
So that's usually pretty reasonable. Usually like somewhere close to like an 80-20 is not bad.
Okay.
Councilperson Wetzler?
I realize that TIFs aren't specific to certain geographic areas and we can use them wherever, but it seems to me that we've been collecting TIFs in this area, and I was going to ask Yori if we anticipate upcoming development that we're going to see an increase of traffic impact fees in this area, and it's not required, but it just seems appropriate that we focus here in this area. I'm frankly surprised to see as much as we do have going on over there, and is there more?
I don't know that we can say that there's any one or a couple that would really generate any significant TIFs. And plus, as you'll recall, maybe something that started this conversation was the fact that since Portal is a two-way street already, the TIFs don't go towards Portal.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does staff recommend on this?
Design and scoping.
And that's it? No sidewalk?
Well, through the design and scoping process, we would look at these different alternatives and then evaluate them, gather survey data, have community meetings, and then come back with a recommendation, a construction recommendation, or design recommendation.
Well, approve, is that the right word?
Or give staff direction?
Authorize staff or give staff direction to seek the grant for design and scoping.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, staff.
Okay, so mayor reports. The only mayor report I have is if you're looking for something to do Friday morning, 8 to 9 o'clock, hanging flowers downtown, always looking for volunteers. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't have any other mayor reports. I'll be out of town tomorrow in Seattle at a clean water conference. So, Councilperson Watson, you're in charge.
Time for the coup, baby.
You're in charge.
The people.
Okay, council reports. Any council reports? Councilperson Hansen.
It's not really my, me as a councilperson. Hold open the 17th of May. That's the annual cleanup day. Not sure yet where it's going to be headquartered because we can't use the city hall parking lot. So, but keep your ear tuned. There will be some signs going up in the next few days that will indicate where it's going to be exactly.
Okay.
Aren't we also... That's the same day we're also doing this, Hovander, the new Hovander
yes,
Trail. Okay.
They didn't ask. Yeah.
Grandpa John.
Yeah, they both got the items I had down on the 17th, but on the 15th is the quarterly Ferndale Downtown Association meeting, and the public and the council, of course, are welcome. This one's at WECU. Oh, my goodness, I forgot the time. Probably like at 7:30 or something like that in the morning.
But it's not the morning one?
No, it's not.
Usually
is. Four meetings are 7:30.
They usually do it.
It's like 11:30 in the morning. But is it the quarterly meeting of the Downtown Association?
Yeah, I thought it was a morning meeting. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I will send you an email and get it correct.
Yeah, resend that.
And I apologize for not having that exact there.
Okay. Any other council reports? Councilor Bush?
The Heritage Society is having their annual plant sale at Samuel's parking lot on Saturday the 10th. The Ferndale Public Market got a new vendor last Saturday. It was the kettle corn. Next week they'll have the espresso coffee and shaved ice for the children. The Ferndale High School is having their plant sale on Saturday the 10th as well.
Great. Okay. Any other council reports? Good job, council. Staff, finance director.
Nothing.
City administrator.
Nothing.
Community development director.
Nothing.
Good for you. City clerk.
We have so far sold 72 of the fence pickets for the Star Park. It's about $2,800. We've received Approximately $4,000 in donations from local businesses, including Fast Cap, Sam Bulos and his business, Wacom Builders, the Donna J. and, oh, it's embarrassing, a foundation with a woman who's in her parents' foundation. They have 9 grandchildren in Ferndale. They bought 24 pickets and a set of monkey bars for the project. So, we're doing a lot of fundraising.
RDS.
RDS today committed $1,000. So, lots of commitments. Our next big goal for the project, other than this fundraising, is we need about $20,000 for the actual design of the park. We got the schematic from the designer, but we actually need the plans on how to build the thing. So that's our next kind of fundraising goal. We'll get that, and then we'll keep going. Next week, Yori and I will go down to Olympia, and Yori will present for our grant for the state. We've been given a 4:20 p.m. slot to present, so we're going to have a long drive back at night. So wish us luck. That's it.
Okay.
Yuri John. Public Works.
On May 20th. First, we have an open house at Miku from 5 to 7 for the 6-year TIP in our utility CIP. Very exciting event. You will not want to miss it.
Will there be snacks?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't get to go backwards.
Yeah. I didn't already talk.
Well, and then you got Councilor Person Mushroom wanting to go backwards. Well, you guys don't take instruction very well. Okay, I'll allow it. We'll start with the Community Development Director and then go back to the Council.
Public Works Director just reminded me, May 27th, we are having an open house for the Comprehensive Plan Update kickoff meeting at the Ferndale High School cafeteria. So we'll send you that information. You probably got it in the utility mailers over the weekend.
Councilor Person Musler.
Well, I want to throw this back to staff. You know, as a means of protecting the city and staff and the public, as to the city had a successful anti-harassment series education. I attended one of them. I think that you had 100% of your full-time staff.
Yep.
That's awesome. So, and I thought it was really well done.
Thank you.
So,
good job. Please. Nothing to report. Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
There you go.
6:27. Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.